This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this was kind of a pretty miraculous surgery. There's something we have called a bloodless surgery. And it's not 100% bloodless, because obviously when you go in to cut, you're going to bleed a little bit. But it's an alternative for patients who do not want to receive blood transfusions during surgery. For example, if they're Jehovah's Witness and they can't accept blood products. And Fox News reports a doctor who was able to perform this on, I believe, an aortic aneurysm repair, which is known to bleed and known to require multiple units of blood. And he was able to successfully help a patient who was a firefighter whose religious beliefs oppose blood transfusion. This is pretty damn cool. So they say bloodless surgery helps individuals receive the surgery they need when they cannot or choose not to receive any blood or blood products like red or white blood cells, platelets, or plasma. That's according to Dr. Ismail El Hamamsi, Director of Aortic Surgery for Mount Sinai Health System in New York. He said it's a holy grail, doing heart surgery without losing any blood. Now, El Hamamsi specializes in the bloodless surgery technique. The ultimate goal is to avoid giving the patients any outside blood products or coagulation products. The surgeon said during bloodless heart surgery, physicians use meticulous surgical techniques and innovative procedures to minimize surgical blood loss and avoid the need for a transfusion. El Hamamsi said besides providing peace of mind to these patients, there has been study after study that show patients who do not receive blood transfusions have a better recovery than those who receive even a small amount of blood. I know some of you are thinking, well, why don't all surgeries do that? Why aren't all surgeries bloodless? Wouldn't you not want anybody to need a transfusion? Well, the technique is a very highly specialized, trained one, and if we don't have enough people trained in that technique, it might not get done. According to experts at Johns Hopkins Medical Center for Bloodless Medicine and Surgery in Baltimore, Maryland, research shows that patients who do not receive blood transfusions recover faster, experience fewer infections, and have shorter hospital stays than those who did receive blood. So respecting a patient's religious beliefs is huge. And so if somebody does not want to receive a transfusion, we don't force it. The problem is it's a dilemma for us because that means we have to let them die. And, you know, we want to do no harm. We want to help when we can help. And, you know, having had Jehovah's Witness patients, you always wonder if they at the last minute would have changed their mind. So, like, you know, for example, when you hear, you know, of people who, you know, wanted to commit suicide, let's say, and they're starting to go the process and something happens and they just a split second say, no, I don't want it or whatever. And, you know, luckily they were able to stop it. For others, maybe that happens when they're already falling off the building. And so as a physician, we were trained, look, you know, you follow their religious requests. They make that decision when they aren't under duress. They make that decision when they're of sound mind and they're, you know, and you follow it to a T. If they do wish to change their mind, you honor it. According to Dr. El Hamamsi, he said, I know of a colleague that happened to, and they had to let the patient go. And that's a patient where a unit or two units of blood would have essentially saved their life. Dr. Al-Hammamsi said bloodless surgery involves extensive talks with the patient and the family members prior to the procedure to ensure all are on board in the event of a blood transfusion is needed, and a life and death decision must be made while adhering to the patient's wishes. Al-Hammamsi was faced recently with the dilemma when Pete Kurtrer, a 42-year-old firefighter and Jehovah's Witness, was diagnosed with an aortic aneurysm. Now, this aneurysm, or a ballooning of the main artery, can lead to instant death if untreated. But his religion prevented him from receiving a blood transfusion. So, and this is the biggest artery of the body. So, he's a husband, a father of a 16-year-old boy. He needed surgery, and they had to find a surgeon who could address the aneurysm and prevent as much blood loss as possible. So the doctor had to know blood conservation techniques. You know, they would probably do fluid. They would probably provide medication like dopamine to help decrease vascular or to increase vascular resistance to help keep blood pressure up. And apparently they were able to do it. So he said his approach is, everybody out there has a certain belief, and I am not one to judge if this belief makes more sense than that belief. So apparently he made it, thank God, and it was a successful bloodless surgery. So, you know, for those of you that have, you know, religious wishes, there are things doctors can do. But keep in mind that when you do make a decision, you know, with your advanced directive or with, you know, your blood product and all that, if at all you think you might change your mind, you need to have those conversations. You need to have a proxy. You need to have somebody you could trust that's going to speak for you. And you need to have all that organized ahead of time. Because it's amazing how, I mean, you know, I would deliver babies. And women would say, Dahlia, Dr. Dahlia, no epidural. I'm like, I got you. You don't want an epidural? Won't happen. But I would, in the back of my mind, still have a plan in place. Because 99% of those women, in fact, I think almost 100, I don't think I had one who was able to stick with it. But we'll just play it safe. 99% of the women changed their mind and said, I need it. I need something for pain. I need it. And sadly, a good number of them, by the time they told me, it was too late. They were already too far dilated. An anesthesiologist wasn't around. And it was frustrating. So I would tell all my patients, I go, look, I honor that. If that's what you want, we're going to make it happen. But if at all you think you're going to change your mind, you need to let us know an hour before. Because it could take an hour to get an anesthesiologist over to do that for you. And, you know, you got to have a plan in place. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Dr. Dolly, your show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Alex, who's our producer today. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook at Dr. Dolly Show. I know we have Alex. I don't know what he did to get in trouble, but yeah, he got put on my show today. So go easy on him. He's probably in the doghouse, but we're going to go really, really easy on him. He's awesome. Okay, so some of you guys are really furious. You are really ticked off. You're very, very grumpy. You want to know what the hell is going on. Because at the end of 2019, early 2020, you got hit with COVID. Then in the spring of 2020, there was the Alpha variant of COVID. Then in the summer and fall started to be a Delta variant of COVID. And then we started to go through a whole bunch of Omicrons and those versions, and maybe a Lambda here and there. And so by the time we got to 2022, we were hit with the Omicron, the BA1 variant. Then, within a month or two, was the BA2, which was the baby Omicron. Then within a week or two, we had the baby, the grandbaby Omicron, the BA2.121. And now we're dealing with the BA4 and the BA5. And we're being told that right now, in the United States, the BA4 and the BA5 subvariants of Omicron are estimated to make up 8.3% and 13.3% respectively of the coronavirus variants in the United States as of June 11th. These are very fast spreading, and we are seeing, sadly, a huge rise in cases, an uptick in COVID cases, and we don't really have a lot of good numbers because people are testing at home or they're just not even testing. They're like, to heck with it. I'm just going to assume I have COVID and just deal with it. So for those of you that are wondering why, within a five-month period, we are on our fifth COVID variant, I'm with you. This is some BS right there. This is extremely troublesome. And I want us to move on. I want us to say, look, guys, COVID's going to be like the cold. Get a vaccine once a year, like the flu vaccine. Deal with it once a year. You know, come winter season, just bunker down, eat well. Maybe we need to expand winter break, shorten summer break, because everybody seems to be sick around Christmas time. And we just deal with it like we usually deal with the cough and cold and flu season. But no, I can't say that, because it is summer. It's hot. We have a good part of the country under excessive heat warnings, and I am seeing among all these states high rates of COVID cases, and it's happening almost every few weeks. I had one patient yesterday that got sick in January, got sick in February, got sick in March, got sick in April, got sick in May, and is right now about to get sick again in June with COVID. They want to know what the hell is going on. Now, I mean, I tell them, check with your doctor about your immunity. Oh, yeah, and they were vaccinated and boosted. So, you know, when we have these variants, come on. We're supposed to, if we were exposed in January, or exposed last summer, or exposed to the Alpha, you know, the previous year, we're supposed to have some sort of natural immunity. And I have been a huge, huge advocate of not ignoring natural immunity when you get your vaccine, artificial immunity. And to, you know, at least, you know, appreciate that both might be necessary to have the strongest immune system against this. But if somebody got Omicron in January and then got it again last month and is getting it again now, we have a big problem with their natural immunity. And why the hell aren't we producing enough natural immunity for this virus? That bothers me. Now, one theory people keep saying is, what was the vaccine? It's because you got the vaccine a year or two ago, that's what messed everybody up. No, not entirely. Because as I said, our immune system, remember we had a listener yesterday asked us about if the vaccine messed up our immune system. If our immune system was at all messed up and completely annihilated, let's say from a vaccine, then we would be getting all these opportunistic infections. We would be getting yeast infections, mycoplasma, strep pneumo. We would be getting all these infections like you would see somebody with AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, because their immune status is so weakened, and we're not. Okay, the average person that got vaccinated is still doing just fine and dandy when it comes to all the other bugs and all the other illnesses. Do I think our immune system is weaker? I do, but I blame the masks, and I blame our lack of being outside, you know, getting sun and exercising and living our normal life. In fact, they're saying these kids, these young kids, they're being infected with multiple viruses at once. COVID, flu, rhinovirus, adenovirus. We're seeing kids have multiple infections at once because we think we've really done a number on their immune system, keeping them out of school, keeping them masked. So I bring this up because we did something wrong. And an example of that is we're getting sick every month or two with COVID. Why? I'm also bringing it up because has anybody still figured out where the hell this COVID came from? I mean, these variants are coming awfully damn fast now. I mean, before we had to wait months between alpha and beta and then the lambda and the delta. Months went by. We're talking weeks. We're already on BA4 and BA5. Just last month, we were talking about BA2.121. Is it that wherever this virus is stemming from keeps releasing new variants? Is it that this is such a highly mutatable virus that the variants are just coming faster than we can even comprehend? So I find it frustrating, just like you all. Nobody should be dealing with, you know, severe COVID right now if you've been vaccinated, boosted, and if you got Omicron in January. What the hell is going on then? And again, I don't see the news covering it. You know, it's all about the September 6th hearings, and, you know, it's all about, you know, Trump, gas prices went up with Trump. And, you know, I mean, you know, come on, people. You know, are we letting our guard down? Is there some process or something going on in a lab or something going on with this virus that, and we remember, we researched the virus. We spent money. Our tax dollars went for years to research this virus. When are we going to be filled in on what people think is going on? But there should be no reason the average human healthy immune system should be coming down with COVID every month. That's not normal. Despite the vaccine, despite the booster, despite the second booster, when is somebody going to say, guys, okay, this is messed up? Now, it's just at a conference. For the most part, people seem pretty healthy. On the plane, there were people coughing. There were people kind of, you know, congested and things like that. But in my neck of the woods, they're even recommending masks again because of high case counts. COVID is back again. We went from BA1 to BA2 to BA2.121 to BA4 to BA5 within a 5-month period, 5 to 6 month period. We should not be dealing with five variants in that quick a time. Does anybody know what the hell is going on? Where's the CDC? Where's it? Well, you know, they're distracted with monkeypox. So I think with monkeypox, we're right now at the 60-some case. And we're going back and forth on, well, is it respiratory droplet? Is it sexual transmission? Is it person-to-person contact? Who knows? It could be all of it. But I just find it very troubling that we are now in the heat of summer and we are dealing with our fifth variant of the year of COVID. Our fifth variant. Symptoms of it is you'll start out, you'll have a headache, you'll feel achy, you might feel that film. Remember that disgusting film you had on the back of your throat? You'll get very goopy, you know, either in your sinuses or in your cough. You might get a little diarrhea. You might get some red eyes. I've been seeing a lot of pink eye, a lot of people getting pink eye. And a lot of fatigue and muscle aches. And you're going to feel like crap. And you might feel dizzy. You might feel foggy. You might feel weak. Those are kind of what the symptoms are. Symptoms of Omicron back in January was a lot more nasal type stuff, and it was a lot more mucusy. But with this, it's, you know, it's still, people lost their voice. Some are losing their taste. Some are losing their smell. But for the most part, it's that achiness, it's that fatigue, it's that headache, and it's the mucus. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. Donald Trump's ex-campaign advisor told the House January 6th committee he believed Rudy Giuliani was intoxicated on election night in 2020 as he tried to seek an audience with the president. The former mayor of New York says the claims are baseless.
Because they have no case. This is a follow-up to Russian collusion, Ukrainian conversation, the millions of hours they spent trying to find a crime on Donald Trump and can't do it.
Ohio school districts could begin arming employees as soon as this fall under a bill signed into law Monday by GOP Governor Mike DeWine. The law, as enacted, requires up to 24 hours of training before an employee can be armed and up to 8 hours of annual training. The training programs must be approved by the Ohio School Safety Center. This is USA Radio News. State Department officials met Monday with representatives of Brittany Griner's WNBA team about the Phoenix Mercury star's months-long detention in Russia and the Biden administration's efforts to secure her release. The State Department confirmed the meeting, which involved officials from its specialized office that advocates for hostages and wrongfully detained Americans, but offered no additional details about what was said or who specifically attended. The FBI either lied to a federal judge about having video of its secretive 2018 dig for Civil War-era gold, or illegally destroyed the video to prevent a father-son team from gaining access to it. The Bureau has long insisted its agents recovered nothing of value, but Finders Keepers, a treasure-hunting company that led agents to the remote woodland site in Pennsylvania in hopes of getting a finder's fee, suspect the FBI found tons of gold and made off with it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a lot of you guys are getting ready to go on vacation, and you think it's going to be vacation like it was pre-pandemic, okay? No. Expect there to be mess after mess after mess, and mess up after mess up after mess up, and just pack your patience, because things just still aren't the same. So I flew to New York. I landed in Newark Airport. I was supposed to land in Newark Airport. Everything was going fine. Plane was on time. Everything going great. Thank God, ended up getting there safely. But as we're flying there, they decide to start to descend. And we're going around in circles. So pilot says, look, we're going to be circling around Cleveland. Apparently Newark Airport is dealing with rush hour, and they can't take any more planes right now. Now, I don't know how long Newark Airport's been around. I thought decades, and I was flying in the middle of the week. Wasn't like it was holiday traffic, so I'm like, well, I guess maybe there's a lot of planes going to Newark. So we flew around Cleveland. Then apparently we were told we were going to run out of fuel. So we would either have to land in Cleveland or land in another airport because we were going to need fuel while we're waiting for Newark Airport to decide to let us land. I'm like, well, then just take us to JFK. I'm thinking Die Hard 2. I'm like, route us to Dulles. Route us somewhere else. I'll take a rental car. Why do we have to run out of gas? There's not going to be any John McClane on a runway. So then we land, I think, landed at like Stewart. There was like a Stewart Air Force Base. And we filled up with gas, or Stewart Air Base. We filled up with fuel. And then we were able to finally go into Newark because they said they opened up runways on the east or something like that. So my guess is the average airport doesn't have all their runways working. Or if they do want to, they maybe don't have enough staff. I don't know. Or maybe there were other flights coming in that they didn't want other people to see, and they had to close off that part of the airport. But I found it very, very odd that a flight where everything was going really, really well, they just couldn't take any more planes. And in fact, they told us they weren't going to take any more planes for the evening. So I'm thinking total Die Hard 2, you know, a scenario where maybe something's going on, or, you know, there's a bad guy on the runway, or, but, you know, and then finally they opened up some of the congestion. Then we land in Newark, and then we sit there on the tarmac for 45 minutes because there's no gate for us. So, you know, I mean, I'm grateful we landed and all that, and I've obviously had worse delays, but not really a lot of rhyme or reason. So all I could think is maybe not enough staff, or maybe there was another use for those runways and they had to close them off temporarily. Not sure what that was. Were migrants being flown in? Was a president flying in? I don't know. Not too sure what the heck was going on there. Then, on the way back, get to the airport early, nice and early, ready to go at the airport. Gonna, you know, get on the plane so I have plenty of room for my carry-on luggage. You know, I like to get in line early, all that. And they say, we don't have our flight staff. We have our pilots, but we don't have our flight staff. So we're waiting for our flight staff from another plane. All right. So now we wait an hour for the flight staff. Then there were maybe three flight staff, not the four, because somebody called out sick. So here we are standing outside in the airport. Nope, can't. Not until they had somebody call out sick. So then we had to wait for a stewardess or a flight attendant that was able to move, and you see them running and rushing over, and you could see how exhausted they all were. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, you know, thank you guys for doing this. But again, a few hour delay, not because of congestion, not because of weather, but because, again, people calling out. And so with COVID and people getting sick and people not feeling like they could, trust me, if you have COVID, you can't fly. Your ears hurt, your head hurts. Just expect that there's a bunch of different things that could go wrong that might not let that flight go forward. And flight attendants calling out or pilots calling out is huge. They say some 25 million Americans plan to take domestic vacations this year as COVID restrictions lift, but there's a lack of pilots. It's causing delays, causing cancellations. And in fact, U.S. airlines had to cancel 2,500 flights over Memorial Day weekend because of the imbalance. So, for us, Memorial Day weekend, I'm like, well, we're going to drive. We drove to Sequoia National Park. But gas was so expensive that now a lot of people are thinking, wait a second, well, we're not going to drive because it's too expensive. Not to mention, people don't want to have car repairs. And so they don't want to have issues with their, now that we're slowly moving into a recession, they don't want issues with their tires. They don't want issues with their car. They don't want to add extra miles. So a lot of people are trying to choose to use their cars less. So for those of you that think, okay, you know what, we'll do a flight. At least we're not using our car. At least we're not spending money. Just be prepared that with inflation, COVID, supply chain issues, labor crisis issues, there will be some chaos. They said, for those flying out of state or even overseas, pilot shortages and a lack of TSA employees are creating long lines and delays at airports. Many TSA checkpoints were closed during COVID. It's true. Now, luckily, I had TSA PreCheck, but there was only maybe one sort of security area open. I was at JFK leaving. And there was a huge, huge lines. It looked like they had plenty of TSA, but if you don't have enough TSA, so any little point of that could cause the bottlenecking. They say airlines are trying to lure pilots who lost their jobs in the pandemic back to work. There, one, I think American Airlines or two regional carriers owned by American Airlines recently offered 50% raises to pilots as an incentive. Many laid off pilots now, you know, might be, you know, choosing to not go back to work. With gas prices, the White House is thinking about maybe doing a gas tax holiday. That's now on the table because the average price per gallon has now hit $5 a gallon, even though in my area we're already at $6. So, you know, I don't know if things are going to move into the right direction soon. It looks like it's going to get way worse before it gets better. But for those of you that are planning to travel, just keep in mind everything is going to go up. The food is going to be more costly. The rental car, your public transportation, your entertainment, your fees. I don't know if you guys have noticed your hotel fees, but there's about 5 or 6 additional charges. There's all these now additional surcharges and resort fees and popularity fees and state tax and all sorts of things that now are added on to your room. So you're like, I'm going to get a hotel room for $199 a night. This is fantastic. And then by the time you get out of there, it's a $700 bill for 2 nights. And you're like, how the hell did that happen? So just be aware. Pack your patience. You know, just ask for any of your fees that you might have up front. And then when it does come to gas, if there are ways where you can carpool, you know, one thing we did is with the family, what we did is we rented a minivan. And so what we did is rather than taking 2 cars, we all went together in a minivan. And I usually like to take separate cars just in case I have to stop to pee. I don't want to make everybody have to wait and things like that. You know, or if I want to, you know, listen to music, I don't want to listen to somebody else's music. But, you know, if it's 2 families going together, maybe, you know, get a van, split the gas. We're going to have to be a little bit more creative in terms of, you know, hotels. A lot of people are taking up Airbnbs and then they're sharing it. And they're getting something with a couple bathrooms, a couple rooms, and then they could split it. Because a hotel room, you can't usually put more than 4 people in a hotel room. But with an Airbnb, you can bring, you know, more people. So hopefully, you know, we might see a gas tax holiday from Biden's economic team. Gas prices just keep going up and keep going up, and they will go up because of the demand. Now that people are in summer out of school, people are driving more. So the more people are driving, the more the demand is up. And if demand outpaces supply, we're going to definitely see prices go up. As of Tuesday morning, the average price of a gallon of gas in the U.S. was $5.02, according to AAA. Some areas of the country up at $7-$8 a gallon. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm sure many of you saw the pictures of Yellowstone National Park. And wow, that was some pretty tremendous flooding. Apparently, the park is going to remain closed to visitors through at least Wednesday due to these dangerous flooding conditions. It has prompted park evacuations, left many in surrounding communities trapped, and many do not have safe drinking water, according to officials, and this is being reported by CNN. The park announced Monday afternoon that all park entrances were closed to visitors, citing record flooding events and a forecast of more rain to come. According to Yellowstone Superintendent Cam Scholey, our first priority has been to evacuate the northern section of the park, where we have multiple road and bridge failures, mudslides, and other issues. Immediately north of Yellowstone, several cities in Montana's Park County were also experiencing extensive flooding. The washed out bridges, roads, so it was pretty unsafe to even evacuate. Park County officials said on Facebook Monday, officials have issued warnings in many areas for residents to avoid drinking local water due to a broken water main and submerged wells. According to Elizabeth Aluk, who lives in Gardner in Park County, she says the river has never been this high before. By my house. She told CNN Monday afternoon that she cannot evacuate because the roads and bridges around her home are washed out. An Indiana family who was in a short-term rental cabin in Gardner said they were supposed to leave Monday morning, but the flooding left them stranded. The water levels are so high, and within the past 10 to 12 hours, things have gotten rougher. Roads just completely... roads that I think I've been on these roads just now completely torn up because of the water. The Yellowstone River runs through the park and several Park County cities. It swelled to a record high Monday due to recent heavy rainfall and significant runoff from melting snow in higher elevations. The Yellowstone River gauge at Corwin Springs, Montana, reached 13.88 feet Monday morning, which surpassed the historical high crest of 11.5 feet back in 1918. So Montana Governor Greg Gianforte declared a statewide disaster to help impacted communities get back on their feet as soon as possible. Snow melt and rainfall across the Beartooth and the Absarokas, which span the Montana-Wyoming border, had led to flooding rarely never seen before in many rivers and streams. So the National Guard had to evacuate 12 stranded people from flooding in Roscow and Crook County, and several roads and bridges have been damaged. You even see the bridge in some of these videos just get swept away. I mean, the whole bridge. There's about 300,000 customers right now without power in the Midwest as thunderstorms started to battle the Midwest. And then a tornado threat in Chicago has happened. And then in addition to that, we have a heat dome that's affecting millions of Americans with high heat. So we'll keep you posted on this, but it's definitely serious. And I just, one of my former students was just up there and just got out right before this all happened. Scary stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Johnny Depp is going to be back in court in July. He's going to be represented by his attorney, Camille Vasquez, and he is embroiled in an assault lawsuit filed by Gregory Brooks. Gregory Brooks was a location manager on the actor's 2018 film, City of Lies. Brooks claims that he and Depp got into a heated argument when it was conveyed to the actor that they were running out of time to complete filming. This is going to Entertainment Tonight. In court documents, Brooks claims that Depp punched him twice in the rib cage and inflicted emotional distress by verbally abusing him. He also claims that Depp offered him $100,000 to punch him in the face. Brooks claims that he suffered physical pain and psychological injury after the alleged incident. According to 7 News, the suit claims that Depp's own bodyguards had to physically remove the actor from the scene and that during the incident, Depp, quote, reeked of alcohol. Depp's lawyers responded to the lawsuit by saying that the Hollywood star was provoked and acted in self-defense because Brooks made him feel unsafe. So he is scheduled to appear in the Stanley Mosque Courthouse in Los Angeles on July 25th, unsure how much Brooks is suing for. Now, this is very interesting, as we spoke about this previously, because, you know, Depp just won the defamation lawsuit against Amber Heard. And, you know, the jury and most of America did not believe that Depp could hit, that Depp had it in him to even hit. And so the jury thought Amber Heard was lying. The jury threw a $10 million judgment against, actually a $15 million judgment that was reduced down to $10,350,000. And then because Johnny Depp lost a $2 million defamation suit against her, then that $2 million brought it down to $8.35 million. Amber Heard has been on the news. She had, I think, an NBC interview, and she reiterated her claims that Johnny Depp did hit her. She said that she stands by every word of her testimony until the day she dies. She's, you know, now facing backlash. In fact, people are saying that he could sue her again because she is defaming his name in this interview. and during the interview was pre-recorded in New York City. It's aired in three parts. The actress insisted that she's going to stand by every word of her testimony. Less than 2 weeks after she was found guilty of defaming her ex, she's 36 years old, Depp 59 years old, and she calls him a liar. What is, though, very frustrating about this, and this is why we are, you know, as the public, so kind of, I don't want to say interested. I think a lot of people are sick of the topic. But why we have been intrigued by everything that's going on is we've always wondered how much the public opinion and how much plays in terms of somebody being found guilty or innocent. You know, one thing that I have always been worried about is what if, God forbid, I was ever in some sort of a case and I wasn't the favorite? And would I be, you know, either wrongly accused, or would I sadly feel the weight of justice because I couldn't get the jury to like me? And with Johnny Depp now facing another case of assault, if that case does get proven that he did, and I'm a Johnny Depp fan, and I'm of the thinking he didn't hit a flea. But if there's this now case where, no, he did have to defend himself, he does have it in him to punch, does this give Amber Heard's case any weight? Many people would say no. She lied. If she always lied, it's still a lie. Others may say, well, why did she lie? Why isn't anybody believing her? And then if people think she didn't lie, does this help her with her appeal? And so it's, you know, this he said, she said is something that's very intimidating as we're going into this Me Too movement, as we're still progressing or still trudging through this Me Too movement, where, you know, if somebody in the past said they were assaulted, nobody would believe them. They had to find proof. They felt re-victimized, so they said, forget it. And Me Too allowed people to be believed, to be heard. On the flip side, though, once you say, well, anybody who says Me Too will believe them no matter what, well, then it allows room for lies. And so Johnny Depp and what happened with his last trial was an example of, you know, just because somebody says you did it doesn't necessarily mean they did. And there could be consequences for lying. Now, the jury felt Amber Heard was lying. Was there enough proof that she was lying? Was there enough evidence that she was lying? I don't know. Maybe. I'm of the mindset that you know, Johnny Depp, you know, properly won. But if he does end up then losing this next assault case, it's going to be interesting to see what then happens. And they're talking about how he might re-sue her for her interview and you know, saying that, you know, I mean, look, there is no way she could say that she didn't say the truth. She's going to say that whatever she said on the stand was true, otherwise she's in trouble for perjury. So, of course, she's going to say that. I would be very careful doing the interview circuit. But, you know, she is going to probably be perched and watching what happens, because if he does get in trouble or found guilty of assault, then, or civil charges based on that, she might try to reappeal. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.